Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in.
I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight with Prophetess Pate. Hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line tonight with Prophetess Pate. I want to thank and praise God for all of you that tuned in on tonight on Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for those that may tune in by radio, Block Talk Radio. I want to thank and praise God for y'all that tuned in, maybe by other social media platforms. I want to say hello, hello, welcome to Faith on the Line tonight with Prophetess Pate. And I want to thank and praise God also for Prophetess Stacy, who is also joining in and with us on tonight. And I want to say God bless all of you. And I want to say thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. And I want to say our theme verse for Faith on the Line. This is simply a line for faith and encouragement. Our theme verse will come from Hebrews 11:1. For the word of God let us know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the word, now faith. Is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. And I want to thank and praise God for faith. And I want to thank and praise God. We have another passage of scripture say, Matthew 21:21, how it lets us know. Jesus answered, I answer you that if you believe and do not doubt, you will be able to do what you will be able to do what I have done to this fig tree. So if we are able to do the word of God, let us know if we have faith, you will be able to speak to the fig tree just like Jesus did. He was able to speak to the fig tree, and the fig tree was able to kneel. He was able to curse it. So, and he tells us so that's how big our faith has to be. We have to be able to speak. We'll be able to speak to something if we just had just a little faith. And I want to let you know, tonight is to start speaking. Start begin to have faith, and when you have faith, speak to whatever situation that is going on in your life. I want to encourage to you. This go for me, because it started with me first. This go for Prophetess Stacy. This go for anybody that's listening on the phone line and those that coming by the replay. When God says, start speaking what you believe. Start speaking what you believe. The word of God tells us if we speak these things, they will happen. But you got to have faith to know that you know they're going to happen. That's why the woman with the issue of blood was able to receive her healing, because she spoke it. She spoke it. She spoke it. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. I will be, in other words, she will be healed. And when she heard he was coming by, what did she do? She stepped out on her faith. She spoke it. When she spoke it, first of all, it started with the belief. It started with her believing it. When she began to believe, she began to speak it. When she spoke it, she began to put it to work. And when she put it to work, it happened. So God wants us to speak to things that begin to happen. Speak to things what we want to see him to do. He wants us to speak. Speak things. See, when he spoke, when he was hungry and he was walking, he was hungry. The word of God said he was hungry. And he seen a tree, a fig tree. And he saw that the tree, there was no figs on the tree. So what did he do? He spoke to that tree. That tree began to move. That tree it was dead. He spoke to it. And what did it do? It come alive. So we have to begin to speak what we want to see God to happen. And I'm trusting and believing in that every day of my life. I'm speaking and I'm believing God for things to happen in my life. I'm believing God for it. And I'm not afraid to say what I'm believing him for. I won't say everything I'm believing him for, because some things you just can't say to people. But I will say this here. I'm believing God that a financial blessing will come my way. I'm believing God that he will open up a blessing. And I'm going to keep on believing it and keep on having the faith that God will begin to allow that to happen. But I'm not going to give up until he bless me. So I want to say tonight, speak to what you're believing for. If you're healing, if you're sick, speak to that sickness. The Bible says you will be made whole. Speak to it. Speak to the mountain. according to Matthew. And the word of God said that mountain would move and it would go into the sea and it would never return. Whatever you believe in him for, I don't know. I can join me and Prophetess Stacy can join our faith with you all with what you are praying for or what you're believing for, but we cannot call that thing to do what it do. You got to be the one to believe it. You got to believe that it's gonna come to pass. You got to believe that it's gonna be done. So as I said and done that, now we're going to begin to pray. And this is where you're going to step in and you're going to believe God for whatever you believe in him for. This is what you're going to be able to do. You're going to pray. You're going to believe. You're going to trust God and watch it manifest. Only way it don't manifest, if you got any doubt. If you doubt it, you're cursing it. It won't come to pass. You're telling God he ain't going to do what he say he going to do. And we got a God that shall not lie, won't lie. And the word of God say he promised us some things according to Joel. Joel 2, he promised us. So if he said it, then he going to do it. But see, he wants you to believe. He wants you to believe. So let's begin to pray and trust God in what we're believing for. God already is doing what he's doing in my life. And I'm thanking God every day. So I'm going to trust and believe God with you all. So let us begin to, and the thing today is to begin to step out. Speak what you want God to do for you. Speak it. Whatever it is, speak it. And God said he'll bring it to pass. All you need is just that little old mustard seed. And you know how little of a mustard seed is? That's small. That's not real big. So let's begin to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come to you tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I come to you in prayer, God. And we all come to you, Father, tonight. Those that on the phone line, God, I thank you right now. Those that may be listening on Block Talk Radio, I thank you right now. Those that may be listening by the replay, Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for them. And those that, Lord God, may tune in, Lord, from other social media, however they may be listening to Faith on the Line, Father, we join our faith with them right now, whatever they may be believing for. But first of all, God, we want to go before you clean. We want to say, Lord, if there are any sins among us, if there are any sins that we committed, that we omitted today, that we misjudged somebody, that we have not even acknowledged your name like we should, we ask that you forgive us, Father. You forgive us of the words that we've spoken out of our mouth that we should not have. You forgive us of the things that we were listening to, what we should have not been listening to. Even our eyes may have been watching stuff that we should not have been looking at. God, you begin to forgive us. Father, if we thought the wrong thoughts, we ask that you wash us, Father. Wash us that we may be whiter than snow. Search us, God, like David said, search us. And Father, I even add this to search us, and I know you'll find something. And Father, you help us to, Lord God, to clean it. You help the Lord, you begin to clean us, God. Clean us, Father, from the things that cause us to sin against thee. Cleanse us, Father. And Father God, I ask that you will touch everyone, Father, Lord, right now, God, for whatever they're believing in. We join our faith with them. Father, somebody believe in you for bigger things. Somebody believe in you for, Lord God, that a miracle to happen in their body, God. And we speak miracles right now, that the miracle will happen, God, because your words say you do miracles. This is the month, Lord, where miracles and signs and wonders will happen for them. And, Lord, we speak miracle over that sickness that doctor, Lord God, have spoken or diagnosed that family member or that mother, that father or that sister or that child, whoever it is for, God. You begin to go and you send, Lord, you send your word, Psalm 107 and verse 20 to them, God, right now. And, Father, you begin to heal them, oh God. Heal them, oh God. Lord, heal them from all of their sickness and their diseases, God, that they will be made whole, Father, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, God, in Isaiah 53:5, that you was wounded for us, God, for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And with the chastisement of your peace was upon either of us, God, with your strife. We are already healed. So it's already done, Lord. We thank you. And we thank you for the miracle. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the manifestation. It's already done. Because we believe, Lord, we trust in you. We speak faith, Lord. Our faith is right there. Thank you. Father, somebody believe in you, God, for that home, God, a financial blessing, God. They got that eviction notice, or they was, Lord, got that job, Lord God, laid them off, God, and they need, Lord God, Lord, they'll put in application after application, Lord, that they won't be able, Lord, that they will take care of their family. So your words say, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and you will pour out blessings that we don't have room to receive it, God. Father, you said, Lord God, you will rebuke the vows off of them, whatever they may, whatever they haven't forgave somebody, whatever they may be, Lord God, doubting or whatever may be holding their blessing up, God. We pray that the hands of the enemy will take a hand off of them and release the blessing. Release that job, God. Release that finance, God. Lord God, begin to show favor towards that Lord God, that manager. Show favor towards that, Lord God, the person that's over that apartment or over that house, God, that they will begin to, Lord God, allow them to stay a little longer. But, Father, we pray that the money will come. Money will come to them. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Malachi, Lord God, we speak Malachi, Lord. Malachi, Lord, 10, Lord, on them. Malachi 3, 9 and 10 verse, God. Lord God, we even speak, Lord God, Philippians, Lord, 4:19. Your word say, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And Father, we thank you right now. Pour it out on them, God. Bless them, God. Psalms 112:3 say, Lord God, the wealth and richness is in your house, God. So that lets me know, God, that, Lord, we can come to the bank or we can call on you and you will cause it to fall on us, God. Cause, Lord God, the wealth and the riches to fall upon somebody that needs it, God. Where they can pay their bills, where they can feed their children, where they can get that home that they're looking for, where they can pay that mortgage, where they can pay that light bill, whatever they may need it for, God, you bless them. It's already done. According to their faith, it's already done. Father, somebody needs you, God, for you to touch their life. They life are not where they want it to be. They seeking you, God, for direction. They seeking you for help in their spiritual walk with you. Lord, so many things are tormenting them. So many things are messing with them. But we come against the hand of the enemy now. Father, I speak to that spirit right now. Because your word say, God, Lord, your word tells us to pull down the stronghold. We pull down every stronghold. We pull down every, Lord God, agreement that the enemy. We come against all of these things according to your word. 2 Corinthians, Lord God, 10:4-5. Touch right now, God. And we call them into agreement. And we make them obey your name. Make them obey your name right now. That, Lord God, that the spirit of, Lord, whatever is tied to them has to loosen them. The spirit, God, that a generation of curse has to go. That spirit, God, of, Lord God, of a backslide, God, we come against it, that they will be made whole, Father. We pull down every stronghold. We pull down every lie for the enemy. We pull down every mind games that he plays. We pull down every, oh God, we pull it down now, and we make it obey your name. We bring it into agreement, and we make it obey your name, Father. It got to go. It can't stay. Satan is a liar, and there's no truth in him. Father, we come against everything. Grief. Somebody dealing with grief. Somebody dealing with more grief. Touch right now. Grief can be in so many ways. It don't have to be a losing of a loved one all the time. It don't have to be. It don't have to be losing of a family member. It could be losing about. See, grief can be, Lord God, losing a wife, a husband, or losing, Lord God, a husband, a wife walked off, or a family member, the left, or whatever grief may be. Lord, we ask that you touch right now. We ask that you touch. Touch right now according to, Lord God, your word say you will bring joy. Your joy, Lord, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come to you all. God, peace going to bring. God going to bring peace to you, joy to you, strength to you. God going to bring happiness to you. The word of God say in Ecclesiastes, a time and a season for everything. The time is almost out. You won't grieve long. You won't be sad long. Because your time is out. God says he's going to give you joy again, peace. You shall sleep again. You shall be in peace. Father, I pray even now for ministers and churches and pastors and doctors and prophecies and prayer work. I pray for your men and women of God that their eyes will begin to open up and see God. See the people, Lord. They need you. See the people's heart. See the people, Lord God, for who you see them as. Lord, we're living in times now, God, where people are falling away from the church. Because they don't love like your words say love. They don't come to people and they're not there for the people to pray for them and they'll be healed. Because you gotta pray for the leaders now. Because the leaders are slacking. Lord, we pray that your peace will come. We pray that wisdom and knowledge and understanding will come upon them about your word, God, how to live. Lord, you say you would not have us lukewarm. You say you wouldn't have us to be double-minded. Father, we don't want to be out there on the house, in the field, on the housetop. Father, we don't want you to spill us out of your mouth. Father, make them whole. Lord, give them a heart to love you. Give them a heart to love you, Father. And they will know. They will see. They will see how to see your people. Father, I pray for all of those. Pray for children. I pray for Israel, Lord. I pray for the attack that hit Israel and those that they lost loved ones. And some are missing it. And some was brutal, Lord God, beating it and shot it. Lord, you begin to heal. You begin to heal Israel. You begin to Lord God, wipe the tears. You begin to expose the enemy that's on Israel. Lord, even look upon all of these countries that the enemy done hit because they are serving you. Father, we speak to that enemy. We ask that that enemy will be exposed and he will have to pay. Please, the case for Israel and many more that's fighting a war. Father, touch right now. Look on the America, Lord, on the United States of America. Father, we touch, Lord, right now. I speak Psalms 91 over it. Psalms 91 over Israel and many other countries. that the enemy trying to attack. I speak, Lord, Isaiah 54:17. Your word said, no weapon formed against us shall not prosper. Every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned in judgment. Father, pour your spirit out on us. Pour your spirit, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I give you the glory, the honor. In Jesus' name, we thank you for what is already done. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for whatever we believe it for, Lord. We know it's already done. Because your words say, if we believe in our heart and don't doubt, know that you're going to do it, we shall receive it. Father, thank you right now. We ask in your name. And Father, your words say, ask and it shall be given. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, the door open. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for everyone, everyone, even the ones on the replay, phone line, Lock Talk Radio ministry, whoever listening through other social media, the prayer is already been brought up to you, to the Father, taken up to the Father. He's going to release it. He's going to release his angels. He's going to release whatever you believe in him for, but he wants you to believe it. He wants you to believe it, speak it, and receive it. Believe it, believe it, receive it, believe it, speak it, and receive it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. God, thank you. And as your word will say, yes, and amen. And I want to thank and praise God for all of you that came on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy and many others that came on tonight. And hope the ones by the replay will bless them. But I want to say you all have a blessed and prosperous weekend. Be careful. Be prayerful. Be safe. Be watchful. Be prayerful and be careful. And as I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, I want to say meet us back here again next Friday. Same place, same time, back here on Faith on the Line with Prophet Stacy. God bless you all. Have a blessed and wonderful and prosperous weekend. Love you with the love of God. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.